The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Settle back into your bodies. You might want to take a couple of deeper breaths. Allowing the deeper breaths to remind you of your intention to stay connected in the present moment for the next half hour or so. And letting your breathing return to normal. Allow your body to relax. You might want to particularly notice whether you're holding tension in places that are familiar for you. Perhaps your forehead or jaw, or your neck or shoulders. And if you notice tension in those areas, allowing them to soften, release, relax, as much as you can in this moment. Noticing whether there's tension in your back and chest. Releasing, relaxing, softening. Relaxing your stomach, your abdomen, your lower back, and your hips, inside your hip sockets especially. Sometimes we can hold tension in our hips, our hip sockets, and our legs without really being aware of it. It can creep back in. Just see if you can allow that area to relax. And if you need to, adjust your posture a little bit so that you can remain upright without holding tension in your hips. Relaxing your legs and feet, your arms and hands. And notice, after having done some of this relaxation, if perhaps your breathing has shifted and changed a little bit. Perhaps allowing another deeper breath or two, supporting an internal relaxation. It can also help to consciously relax inside the body. See if you can relax behind your eyes. Inside your throat. Relax your heart. And your lungs. Relax your stomach, your intestines, kidneys, liver, all of the organs inside your abdominal cavity, allowing them to feel loose. From this place of as much relaxation of the body as you have access to in this moment, allow your mind to relax, letting go of thoughts about the past, letting go of thoughts of the future, and even thoughts about the present, in favor of a silent feeling into the actual lived experience of the body as you sit here, noticing what does it feel like to be sitting here. The pressure of your butt on the chair or cushion or bench. The uprightness of the spine. Perhaps some sense of energetic vibration in the body, pulsing, tingling, vibrating. Just the energy of life pulsing through you. And within the body, allow yourself to just gently begin to recognize that you are breathing. No need to change how you are breathing. Just notice how the body experiences the breathing that's already happening. Perhaps sensations at your nostrils, or inside your throat, or perhaps the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. Or the rising and falling movement at the abdomen. Wherever it feels most natural for you to connect with the experience of breathing, the sensations of breathing. See if you can allow the mind to rest with those sensations. No need to try to dig into the sensations or hold on to them. Just allowing the attention to stay in touch with the experience of breathing as it flows in and flows out. It can help to allow the mind to be relaxed, stay relaxed as it attends to the breathing. Sometimes it's helpful to think about or not think about looking at the breath directly, but instead looking at it almost through peripheral vision, coming in from the sides. Just staying connected with the breath as the foreground of your attention. And let everything else pass through in the background. Whether thoughts or emotions or other body sensations. No need to push them away. Let's see if you can allow the experience of breathing to stay at the center of the attention, or filling the attention. With everything else kind of slipping through in the background. From time to time, something from the background might start clamoring for attention, a sound perhaps, or a body sensation. If that happens, if it feels like a struggle to stay with the experience of breathing when something else is asking for your attention, it's fine to let go of attending to the breathing and instead turn the attention to that experience, being aware of the texture, the feeling. What is it like to hear? What is it like to experience pressure, tingling, pulsing, vibration? When that experience either fades or is no longer quite so compelling, you can let go of that and return again to the experience of breathing. It's very normal for the mind to wander off into thinking. At some point, you'll recognize that you're waking up into thinking. that mindfulness has returned, awareness has returned into thinking. Take a moment to acknowledge what kind of thinking is happening. Perhaps planning or fantasizing, judging, remembering, or just thinking. And see if you can gently let go of the pull towards that thinking, if it's still there. Check in and see if the body has become tense. Allow it to relax again. Take a moment or two to relax. And then open again to connect with the experience of breathing.